Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are talking about fear this week. We've been talking that God mentioned it a lot in the Bible about not being afraid because unfortunately he knew we'd struggle with it. I want to remind you that fear doesn't come from God though. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And just that's huge. 2 Timothy chapter 1, 7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." If you're weary today, it may be because you're relying on all your own power. And yet, God, if we're a follower of Jesus, he wants to bless us and help us. So 2 Timothy 1, 7 may need to be a verse you write down on a post-it note and stick it in lots of places so you can see it. And when you get in fear, you do that. I've been talking about how you handle fear this week. First day of this week, we talked about facing it. And then yesterday, we talked about examining. What is it that you actually fear? If you missed those first two programs, only 14 minutes long, I would encourage you to go to our website. That is simply at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. I spelt out fear, F-E-A-R. We talked about facing it. The letter E, examining it. Letter A, ask God to help you. Now, I know something like, well, of course, Greg, but, you know, sometimes we do ask God, but sometimes we do like what Joyce Meyer I've heard say many times. When you get a problem or when you get in fear, do you go to the throne or do you go to the phone? In other words, do you go to God and talk to him about it, or do you call a friend and, you know, just talk nonstop with them or text with them? And, you know, we've all got friends that we know will just listen to us, and we need those friends. At the same time, we also need people that'll do what the Bible says, speak the truth in love. Speak the truth in love. And I'm thankful that I have parents that would do that to me. I knew they loved me, there's no doubt, but they would also speak the truth to me, not only as a child, but also as an adult. And I'm so thankful for that. I want to encourage those parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, whatever, family members, that maybe sometimes, you know, instead of just listening, which you got to do that first, but maybe you need to speak some truth in love. At the same time, I'm also learning that unless people ask for my advice, I don't say it. Even if I probably got the answer, and you know what I'm talking about, it's so obvious. But I don't offer advice unless I'm asked. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, maybe some of us, you need to ask somebody, say, I want you to be honest with me. I really want you to be honest with me. And, of course, don't ask somebody that's a yes person. We all have those yes people, those compassionate people in our lives, and we need those. But we all have one or two people that we know would be honest with us. And maybe that's part of why you're in fear with something. You really haven't asked somebody, hey, should I be afraid of this, or why am I? I've told you some of the best money I've spent is on Christian counseling. And if you need a good Christian counselor, you can contact me at Hope Is Here. Go to our website, hopeishere.today, or my email is simply greg@hopeishere.today. That's greg@hopeishere.today. And I'll email you. I know both male and female counselors. Christian counselors are really good. I've been to both male and female Christian counselors in my 50 plus years of life. And a lot of things I share with you are things that I've learned through Christian counseling. But to face your fear, you got to ask God to help you. You got to face it. You got to examine it. But then you got to ask God, okay, I faced it. I've examined what I fear. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6 says, "So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can people do to me?" Say that again. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6. "So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" Friends, I get it. It's tough sometimes. We get weary. We lose hope. That's why I do this program. So 14 minutes a day, you can expect to hear from me or somebody sharing a story how they persevered through a really painful, challenging season that they had almost lost hope on, but how God's faithfulness, and with God is always doing his part and them doing their part. In other words, fighting through it, battling through it, showing up is half the battle in life. That God will help you. I know that through going through the divorce and through the bankruptcy because of the flood that cost $2 million worth to my business back on, to over 20 years ago now, just the 20th anniversary of 2017. And I lost my home because I put it up for the business loan. And I've shared with you that Psalm 28:7, I mean, I literally couldn't get out of bed. And I was in such fear. My life was over in my mid-30s because of a flood. My wife left me for a high school boyfriend. And it was just one of those times in your life where everything that my security was in was gone. And yeah, I went to church and I actually even tithed. I trusted God with my resources. But when you lose your business, your home, and your marriage all in about a 24-hour period, you get pretty worn out and weak and hopeless. And that's kind of where I was. And yet, as the Christian counselor told me, read the book of Psalms. And for some of you right now, maybe that's what would be great wisdom for you, is you're hurting. Start in chapter 1, and each night before I went to bed, he said, just read until you fall asleep. And I did that, started in chapter 1. Sometimes I could read several chapters. Other nights, it might just be one chapter. There's over 150 psalms in the Bible, 150 chapters. But the one that became a life verse for me through that, as I asked God to help me, and God will help you through his word, reading the Bible. You do it on your phone. We have no excuse. You're like listening to this. You're not a person of faith. You can just Google Psalms and start reading chapter 1. Psalm 28:7, though, became a life verse for me over the last 21 years since the flood. And it simply says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in you, Lord, and I am helped. I want to break that verse down for you. The first part of Psalm 28:7 says, the Lord is my strength. You know, friends, I've talked about it this week several times about putting a verse on a post-it note. The reason I tell you that, because I've lived it. I've done that. I'm never going to ask you to do something that I've not done before. And I want to encourage you, if you get wisdom from somebody, okay, make sure that they've lived it. You want to have a healthy marriage? Ask somebody that's been married for at least 25 years, and it's a good marriage, okay? Not all marriages are good, all right? Especially if you find somebody's been married 50 years, it'd be even better. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, if you want to get wisdom from somebody, you know, somebody that's in shape, you know, ask them, how do you do that? How do you stay in good shape? You know, you're thin, you look healthy, and they'll tell you what they eat, and about exercise, and things like that. I mean, fact of the matter is, don't ask somebody how to run a business if they've never owned a business. And I'm telling you that if you want to have help from God and ask God to help you face your fear, that spending time with him is part of it, and he will be glad to help you. God loves to go and wants to help his kids, but we've got to spend time with him. But Psalm 28:7 is, the Lord is my strength and my shield. That strength part, man, when I read that on that post-it note, I had it stuck in my bathroom mirror, the dashboard of my car, in my wallet, on my laptop. I mean, I had to do it because I didn't feel like I could go on. But that verse, Psalm 28:7, says, the Lord is my strength and he's my shield, which means he's your protector, friends. Satan will lie to you, and especially when we get fatigued, when we're weary and we just feel like the world's against us, and it's not. But Satan's so good at planting that seed. Psalm 28:7 says, not only will he be our strength when we can't go on, but he's our shield. He's your protector, friends. He loves to protect his kids. That's what a good father does. And I know a lot of people didn't grow up with a good father. But that's okay. That's why God sent Jesus. We have our Heavenly Father. We have Jesus looking out for us. And some of you, maybe today, you need to forgive your father. I know a lot of people have really just bad fathers. My dad did. Oh my goodness. I've shared about that before. But you know what? You can't live there, friends. You've got to forgive, and that's where freedom comes. And the Bible tells us the same measuring stick you use, if you do not forgive others, you won't be forgiven. So right now, if you've got unforgiveness in your heart to somebody, friends, you need to ask God to forgive them, that you want to forgive them, and choose to do that. And you may have to do it 100 times a month, you know, 10 times a day, whenever that person or that situation comes to mind. But there's freedom in that. And Psalm 28:7 is a great verse for that. I love Psalm 33, verses 18 and 19. Watch this, it says, God's eye is on those who respect him, the ones who are looking for his love. God is ready to come to their rescue in bad times and in lean times. God helps keep your body and soul together. Wow, that's good stuff right there. Psalm 33, 18 and verse 18 and 19. God's eye is on those who respect him, the ones who are looking for his love. He is ready to come to their rescue in bad times, in lean times. God keeps your body and soul together. Friends, you may not feel like you can keep it all together right now, but if you're a follower of Jesus, God will help you keep it together. But you got to ask him. And then James chapter 4, verse 2, such a simple verse, but it sums up what I'm trying to help you today with: facing your fear, examining your fear, asking God to help you. James chapter 4, verse 2 says, you do not have because you do not ask God. I want to say that again. James chapter 4, verse 2. You do not have because you do not ask God. Or simply, you have not because you ask not. And, you know, I used to do sales. I was a sales manager for Hershey Chocolate. It was a great job, but I had to ask for orders all over central Kentucky. I had $1 million-plus territory of just Hershey Chocolate products. You're talking about a sweet job. Well, I'm sorry, that was corny. I'll stick to just doing ministry. But as our producer Brad Taylor chuckles in the background, but the fact of the matter is that, you know, sometimes I got in fear out of rejection just from my own life. I was sexually violated as a child, and, you know, I lived in fear for a lot of in rejection because of the shame I felt because of what happened to me. And here I got this great product: Hershey candy bars, Reese cups, Kit Kats. I mean, are you kidding me? Great stuff, great products, quality products. But I would be in fear sometimes to ask for orders. But I had to, because that was my job. I had accountability. I had a boss. And God blessed it. And I kept facing that fear and examining what it was I feared. And I asked God to help me before I'd go to do these orders. God really blessed it. And man, I would be in fear almost every day, it seemed like. But God blessed it so much after barely a year and a half. I think it was actually not even that long. It was like 16 months. I was offered a promotion to become a manager of a four or five reps and over a territory up in Michigan, East Lansing, Michigan, actually. And I winded up turning that down because I got a chance to buy the grocery store in Cynthiana. But man, I had to face that fear, examine what it was, and it was rejection, being told no. But I just asked God to help me, and he blessed my career with Hershey, and very thankful. I learned a lot. Hershey's a great company, and still enjoy a lot of their products to this day. But you know what? We got to ask God, and the good news, he does. He wants to help you, and you can push through the fatigue and the fear and know that fear didn't come from God. God knows that we would face fear because he talked about it a lot. But remember what I said beginning of the program, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You may need to say that out loud 50 times a day. And I mean that. You may have to. But as you say that, your mind and your actions will line up what God says about you, not what your feelings or what your circumstances say about you. I know somebody listening today knows somebody that's really struggling with fear. I want to encourage you to share this program with him. You go to our website, hopeishere.today. You can go to Facebook. You can share it there. We're on Twitter at hopeishere.lex. That's hopeishere.lex. I want to also encourage you to follow us and like us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Join Sunrise Children's Services Saturday, February 9th for a power-punched evening with boxing great George Foreman to celebrate Sunrise's 150th anniversary. Called Fighting for Hope, this evening is sure to inspire and encourage as George shares his testimony of failures and successes. For more information about Sunrise Children's Services and Fighting for Hope, go online to sunrise.org. That's sunrise.org, or call 800-456-1386.